Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at windowskansascity.com.
There's a whole bunch of different ways to listen to the podcast, and many of you listen on Spotify. And if you typically listen on Spotify, I hope you're getting this in a timely fashion on Tuesday. My apologies for what happened on Monday, but it was out of our control. Many of you alerted me to the fact that there was no podcast up at Spotify. And I encourage you, if you listen regularly at a certain place, whether it's Spotify or Apple or Podbean or whatever, if there's ever a day where it doesn't come up at about the same time that it normally comes up, maybe check another one of the sites. Now, this is the first time that's ever happened with Spotify, but the podcast from Monday did not publish until about 12 hours after I put it up. So it took Spotify about 12 hours. I resent it a couple of times. I won't get too in the weeds of how all this works. I basically send it all to Podbean. Podbean sends it to every podcast format basically in the world. I mean, you can get this thing anywhere. You can get it on Pandora. Anywhere you listen to music or play things, you can get it. But yesterday, for whatever reason, it didn't go to Spotify. So my apologies that it didn't get there. If you missed it, and we did have fewer downloads yesterday, many of you listened on Spotify and just took the day off from listening, which is obviously your prerogative. But if it's ever not there, you might check somewhere else. We had a wonderful college football recap on Monday that locked in and focused on the Missouri Tigers as kind of the headline of the podcast. So if you want to go back and check that one out, you can always go back and hear past episodes anytime you like about any topic. Many of you go back and listen. For example, tomorrow's podcast will be Stan Weber, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming games this week. I find this fantastic. This is so fun. We'll talk about this week's upcoming games, and Stan will be great because he's always great. And we used him in different roles this year, sometimes after games, sometimes before. So he's going to be doing the upcoming games. What we find is a week from now, after the games have all been played, many of you will go back and try to listen and see if me and Stan were right or what we thought about the games and then what actually happened. I think that's hysterical in some sort of way, but hey, knock yourself out, man. Feel free to do it. I love the fact that people listen to back podcasts, and certainly you're welcome to do that pretty much any time. Apologies for what happened with Spotify. We're hoping this goes up in a timely fashion on Tuesday. If not, the Monday podcast is definitely up on Spotify. So go jump on it. We did a patron podcast on Monday afternoon because there was a fun announcement in Kansas City that Starlight Theater is doing a $40 million upgrade. And I listed on the patron podcast some of my favorite concerts and favorite things of Starlight Theater ever. My favorite Starlight memory of all time did not involve me going to Starlight. I couldn't get in. It was sold out. I couldn't afford a ticket. There was just no way. And I talked about an Elton John concert that was broadcast on KY102 here in Kansas City, but was broadcast globally on FM radio, which was a big deal in the late 70s and 80s. They would put big concerts at really cool venues on. And Elton John in 1982 picked Starlight Theater and did this concert. And I was trying to remember the exact details and whatever. And I said I had a date that night, and it was summer. I remember it was summer. And we went to Shawnee Mission Park, and I was 18. I was old enough to buy beer. And so we had like a six pack in the car, and we're at Shawnee Mission Park, and we're listening to the Elton John concert live at Starlight when the little park ranger knocked on the window at 10 o'clock and said, "The park's closed." The moose outside should have told you, "You got to go." And so we did. Those were obviously different times, but I remember so many things about Starlight. We did a fun podcast on that yesterday on the patron podcast. A couple people signed up yesterday to become patrons. We'd love to have you join as a patron of KKHI. It's a little slower week for patron podcast this week because we're about to travel to Arizona for the wedding Friday night. Spencer will be our guest on Friday as he's getting married. That'll be fun. So you'll get a chance to hear that as well. But if you want to sign up, become a patron, it's $5 a month. KKHasIssues.com. Just go to the website on your desktop or laptop, KKHasIssues.com. It literally takes 2 minutes to sign up, maybe three. You got to punch in your card number, and that's it. It is two steps. It is the simplest thing ever. I don't get any of your information. I only get an email address so we can notify you and send the patron podcast right to your inbox and send you the newsletter every week, which you'll be getting each and every week. So if you want to sign up, I think it's worth $5. We work really hard. It's basically like a morning and afternoon edition of a newspaper. We do most of the patron podcasts in the afternoon and do some fun things that we don't do here on the regular podcast. We'd love to have you sign up if you'd be so inclined. You can hear my thoughts on some of my favorite events at Starlight Theater as we talked about the great renovation and upgrades that they're going to be doing there. All right, we begin today with some serious news, and that is the anti-Israel protests going on in America. We now have freaks blocking the White House entrances in Washington, D.C. These are anti-Israel freaks. They're members motivated by the Squad. The Squad is out there calling for a ceasefire. This is comical. They want hundreds of billions of dollars to continue war in Ukraine, but they want a ceasefire in Israel. I mean, this is insane. Like, it's easy for me to pick Ukraine over Russia in the war. Now, I'm not passionate about that war. I don't really have an interest in that one. It's not necessarily a religious war. It's territory that's been shared by all these people. At times, we've mentioned this before, parts of Ukraine, if they annexed it off and had a vote, would probably vote to become part of Russia. I mean, this is not Palestinians and Jews here, okay? It's not terrorists and peaceful people. And so it's been a different kind of conflict for me, but I'm amazed at these people on the far left that want to pour hundreds of billions of dollars into continuing war that's been going on for what now, a year and a half in Ukraine? They just want to continue the living daylights out of war and death and destruction. For what? In Ukraine, I don't know. Well, I do know. Ukraine's a socialist country. Zelensky is a hard left socialist. We know what he is. And they love that. They want to keep Ukraine socialist again. That's what they want. He has canceled his elections because they're at war. He's doing in Ukraine what they dream of doing here. He's closed churches. He's jailed priests. He's put political opponents in prison, just like the Biden administration is doing with Donald Trump, J6ers, everything here. It's the same playbook. So they love that in Ukraine. They want to keep that going. They want Ukraine to stay because that's the model for what they want the United States to be. But this Israel and Palestine thing, I don't know how anybody could be a member of the Squad and push a war in Ukraine and scream for a ceasefire in Israel. I mean, this just is beyond explanation. These people are delusional, but that's what we've got, and that's what they're calling for. At the same time, Joe Biden and his flackies are out there saying, oh, we have plenty of money to fund two wars that we're not fighting in, but we're going to fund them for other people. This is how great countries become mediocre. This is how we lose our status as the gold standard of nations on this planet. This is how you do it. You break yourself financially. And we're working very hard on doing that. I support supporting Israel. I don't see this as an unwinnable conflict, I just don't see how they beat Russia. I don't see the end game. Unless Vladimir Putin dies or is out of office, he's going to get what he wants. In the end, he'll use his bigger bombs if he has to. And we won't, and nor should we. And we probably ought to cease fire. Yeah, how about a ceasefire in Ukraine and Russia? And Biden goes there and we negotiate our way out of this and give him about 50 miles of land and let him have it. That would end it for now. But Biden is headed for Israel, and he is exhausted. On 60 Minutes Sunday night, Scott Pelley, the reporter/anchor for 60 Minutes, and this is how you know they're coming for Joe Biden. I've never been more convinced that Joe Biden is not running for president and will not be on our ballot in November of 24. Scott Pelley, this is his voice, Scott Pelley's voice, not Biden, in the text of the story, said they met with Biden, and he described it this way, quote, "We met with America's oldest president who seemed tired." He later referred to him as, we could see it on him, unquote, that he was exhausted and not up for this. That's 60 Minutes. That's his people. These are the Democrats. They want him out. They want him out for good reason. If they get him out, they can win the election. If they keep him in, they can't win. I don't care who runs against Joe Biden. He ain't winning. I'm telling you right now, that guy is not winning. You look at all these polling metrics and everything going on, there is no way. Everybody in America has seen him stumble and bumble and not know what's going on. There is no chance that guy's winning. I am sorry. And they can rig it right and left. They could throw a couple hundred thousand votes in some of these swing states, and it still won't get him over the top. He's going to get clobbered. I could run against Biden and kick his ass. you could beat him. Anybody can beat Biden. Even Trump, with all his negatives, can beat Biden, because that's going to invite third candidate votes, which will put Trump over the top. There's going to be more people leave Biden than leave Trump. It's just the case. The problem is they're going to know this, and they're going to dump him. Something's going to happen. I still, in the pit of my stomach, do not believe Gavin Newsom is waiting, because he's probably afraid he could have to wait 8 or 12 years. That if Trump wins, maybe there's a VP sitting there and people like what's going on, and the VP or DeSantis then becomes president. Politics is now or never. It's why DeSantis, I think DeSantis made a mistake, but it's why DeSantis ran now, because it's always now or never. If I were DeSantis, I'd have waited. I'd have said, well, maybe if Biden gets 4 more years, big deal. I can wait 4 years if I'm Ron DeSantis, because either Biden was going to be out or Trump was going to be out after 4 years. But Gavin Newsom, I think he's probably going to be the guy. You just don't have shows like 60 Minutes and Scott Pelley on there saying, describing him as America's oldest president who seemed tired, and that you could see it on him. I think the DNC is going after him, and I think it's going to happen relatively soon. And if that happens, is Robert Kennedy Jr. allowed back in the Democrat Party? Or is this some kind of a convention takeover next summer? Is it Biden goes through the primary, Biden's the candidate, Biden says, my health isn't good, I'm out, and then at convention, Obama just decides who the presidential candidate is. They walk the floor, they get everybody to agree and say, hey, Gavin Newsom's our guy. And there are, because look, if we know one thing about the Democrats, everything they accuse Republicans of is what they're doing. We've seen this so many times over the last 5 years. And what do they say? Republicans don't like free and fair elections, election interference, gerrymandering, all this other stuff. That's what they scream and claim all the time. What would be the biggest gerrymander ever than letting Biden go through the primary process and then get to the convention, or right before the convention say, well, I'm not up to it, I'm out. And we're going to have the convention, and we'll decide at the convention who our nominee is. And then you just put that person's name on the ballot, and it won't be Kamala, because they're not going to support her either. It'll be Gavin Newsom. Mark my word, it'll be Gavin Newsom. That's who they'll trot out there. It's just so dishonest. They're so deceitful. It's so bad. And now they want to run two wars and have us finance those. This is the easiest call ever. Ukraine funding is over. All right. We have a real interest in Israel. If we lose Israel and the Palestinians take over, Hamas, Hezbollah take over Israel. Okay. If that happened, we're going to have thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans die to terrorist attacks. It will be the largest terrorist state on earth. It would at that point be well funded. It's scary as hell. These people are not normal. I mean, war isn't normal, but at least Putin and Ukraine are sort of fighting a traditional war. Hamas, Hezbollah, no, that's not what they do. It's unbelievable the things that they've done. And this is legit and it's serious. It involves our security and a threat to Americans here. And any politician on the left speaking out, this is, you know, they're not going to get traction in that party. They're not. The Republicans on the right have gained a lot of traction with GOP voters and in the House and Senate about ending funding to the Ukraine war. This a year ago was, you know, Tucker Carlson was the one out there saying we need to stop. And it's snowballed. I'm on board. You're probably on board. Let's end the funding to Ukraine. Sorry, it's over. We've given you enough of our money, and it is your money and my money. That's exactly what it is. No matter how you slice it, whether it's borrowed or it's taken right out of the coffers, it is our money one way or the other. We're paying for a war in Ukraine that nobody's really interested in, except people on the far left, because they want to keep a socialist state. They do not want a free Ukraine. They do not want a democratic Ukraine. They want a socialist Ukraine. They want it to be the model of what they want to do here in America. And we got to stop funding that. Israel's an entirely different deal. It involves our security, and I'm all for funding Israel. That's just me. Apparently, in D.C. today, they're going to vote on the House floor for a speaker, and his name is Jim Jordan. Last I saw, he doesn't have the votes. But now there's 8 or 10 of the most hardcore rhinos you've ever seen in places like Florida and Texas that are not going to vote for Jim Jordan. It seems to me that just deals have to be made here. Here's what we'll do for your district. We'll appropriate this to your district. It'll be a win for you. Just go along with this. You can always vote no on the floor to anything Jim Jordan proposes. Just because he's a speaker doesn't mean you have to pass everything he wants to do. So we know we won't always have your vote on everything. We'll compromise. But we got to get a speaker in here, and it's Jim Jordan. These rhinos need to do that. And they're listed. And I'm not confident this is going to happen today and that it's going to work out great. I'm hopeful. But how could you possibly be confident with this Republican conference? What an absolute mess. But we expect to have a vote on the floor. KKHI is brought to you by Ideal Health. Online at idealhealthkc.com, located at K7 in Shawnee Mission Parkway in Shawnee. Dr. Kip Van Camp has written multiple studies and papers in medical journals around the country, multiple journals published, about stem cell and tissue research and regenerative medicine. I spoke with a friend over the last few days who's been going and doing the PRP blood spinning, and this person feels much better. They believe that their life was changed forever when they got the COVID shot, and this blood spinning is helping. There's more energy, better color, not as much fatigue. That doesn't mean anything's going to work for you. If you're worn down, if you're tired, if you have joint pain, if regular pills or shots or whatever has not made you feel better and you just don't feel good, go see Dr. Van Camp. All right, this isn't a cure for cancer. All right, but if you don't feel right, if you don't feel good, if you're in pain every day, go see him and get a consultation and find out if what he does might be good for you. They do, as I said, the stem cells, blood spinning, patch therapy, ozone therapy. 913-745-5300. Online at idealhealthkc.com. Chiefs and Chargers on Sunday. Your promo code is KKHI. What a beautiful day. We're going to get to the Chargers and their young Philip Rivers at quarterback. We'll get to them in a moment. We'll get there. If you want to go to the game Sunday, Tickets for Less is the way to do it. Your promo code is KKHI. You always save between 5 and 15% on everything, including parking. Or VIP tailgate passes, which is a fun way to tailgate. They provide the barbecue and the beer before the game. It's a $3.25 kick. You can just go in there and eat and drink for 2 hours before the game for one low price. It is not much. Doesn't cost much to go to their VIP parties. It's all available at ticketsforless.com. Your promo code is KKHI. And Dr. Jeremy and his team at Fry Orthodontics with 14 locations. They are now in Lawrence. Get your smile for life at Fry Orthodontics. Like my beautiful daughter, Abby. She got all her grills straightened up many years ago at Fry Orthodontics, and it was just a really fun experience. Your smile is just the start. It's really about your confidence, your lifestyle, and the way you perceive yourself and the way you project the rest of your life. FryOrthodontics.com. All right, on to some local news, area news. The Republican Party in Kansas has something interesting that they're wanting to get they're going to pass here in the legislature and put on the ballot next year, next November. They want a constitutional amendment in Kansas that they cannot raise the valuation on your home in the state of Kansas by more than 4% in any given year. Now, this is interesting. It's mostly for seniors and people on fixed incomes saying, we don't want to price you out of your home with your taxes, which is so interesting because, I listen to Dave Ramsey a lot, a financial guy. And his big thing has always been pay off your house, get rid of your mortgage, get rid of that payment, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, what about taxes and insurance? You're still loaded with taxes and insurance even after you pay off your house. And when interest rates were 2.5%, I love Dave Ramsey, but I don't understand why when you could have money at 2.5% on your home and a tax break on top of that, why you wouldn't at least have a portion of a quarter of your house's value in a mortgage and the rest of that money in the markets. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. But he says no, and I hear this all the time. Well, we're now seeing this glut of people all over the country that with increased values of home properties, they're reappraising these homes. Jackson County, Missouri has been a train wreck on this. And people that are elderly and have their houses paid for are watching their tax bills go through the roof, and they're like, I can't afford to pay the taxes on this anymore. I'm going to have to sell my house and move because I'm 75 years old and I can't pay the taxes. So in Kansas, they want to put an amendment, a constitutional amendment, right? That's like stronger than a law. Okay. That means you can't even think about a law without changing the constitutional amendment. You can't bring a law forth to change anything without a new amendment to the Kansas Constitution. This is not a law. This is a constitutional amendment in the state of Kansas that they could never increase your home valuation by more than 4%. Now, the caveat is obviously if you sell your house, it gets revalued. If you die and transfer it, it gets revalued. But as long as you're in it and you want to stay in your home, they won't raise you more than 4%. Hey, if Kansas can afford that, and they're flush with cash right now, if they can afford that, that sounds great to me. That sounds like a pretty good plan. Way to go, Kansas Republicans. I like to at least weekly and sometimes daily do something about the media and alert you about something that I find very interesting about the profession that I'm in. And a lot of people in my profession don't like me because I bag on my own profession. But how can you not? I'm sorry. How can you not? So this one's pretty interesting. I was just scanning some stories and stuff, and I came along the public radio website in Kansas City, KCUR. They're very liberal. As you know, that's your tax dollars creating liberal media sponsored by the government. You know how I feel about this. I think the Republicans should be all over defunding NPR and PBS. I think we should defund it. Or change the rules to complete equality, 50-50. 1 hour at a time. 1 hour for each party every other hour. All day long. Then let's see what happens with those entities. But right now, it's just all liberalism paid for by your tax dollars. So you're literally paying for liberal television and radio sponsored by our government. Liberal propaganda. KCUR is part of that. They do some local programming here at KCUR. They're always current events. They do things like the mean Kansas GOP wants a constitutional amendment to stop taxes, or, you know, like, look at here. They don't like democracy. They don't want you to be able to vote. Well, that's exactly what this is. The constitutional amendment would be a vote next year. Kansas would go to the poll and vote on the amendment and would have to pass it. So KCUR has a show. I don't know what it's called. What's got one of those typical names of a show. Liberal shows never have anything unique named about them, right? All Things Considered. I don't know what that is. This show is called, I don't know, Somebody's Take, In the News, whatever. And so they do this show, and I was looking at it, and it had a link at the bottom of the producer, the showrunner, the person who's in charge of all of the content on the show. And I looked this person up, and I didn't write her name down. I'm sorry. She's a young woman, appeared to be in her late 20s, maybe early 30s. You couldn't look more like a liberal than her picture. You just couldn't. Can I be terrible? Can I just be terrible for a moment? Pasty white, hair a little messy. Those big, huge glasses. You know what I'm talking about. Doesn't appear like it's a badge of honor that she doesn't really try to look pretty or take care of herself. You know those types of people. Anyway, I thought you'd like this as a media note. You wonder who's in the media and you wonder how the media have become liberal. Get this. Her bio says, this is the producer of a local show here. She runs the show. That she graduated from Pitzer College, P-I-T-Z-E-R, Pitzer College in Los Angeles, with degrees in world literature and studio art. Oh my God. World literature and studio art from Pitzer College in Los Angeles. And you get to be the gatekeeper for all the radio news for all the liberals in a city of 2 million people. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, they don't, like, she was bragging on her bio about graduating in these things. They're not even an attempt to say I tried to go to journalism school and learn anything about fairness or honesty. Hell no. I took every liberal course I could take. I got indoctrinated by every single professor at Pitzer. And I studied me some world literature, and I'm good at that. And man, I know all about studio art. So here's who you should vote for and why. That's how the media work, folks. Love sharing those with you. There's something cool going on in Okay. We're going to do a podcast Thursday with Joe Carlin, who's running for mayor of Lenexa. It's more than that. It's not necessarily about Lenexa. It's about a lot of other things, including we have an election coming up. Early voting in many places starts October 28th. Election day is November 7th. There are elections in your town. There's something going on. It's your responsibility to find out what and to find out who to vote for. People are figuring out how to reach conservatives in a better way. Now, I'm lucky. I live in Johnson County, Kansas, and we have a Johnson County Republican Party, and they have a voter guide. It's available at jcrpks.org. That's Johnson County Republican Party, Kansas.org. That is a horrible website address, I know. JOCO GOP would be better, but it's not. Johnson County Republican Party, Kansas, jcrpks.org. No matter where you live in Johnson County, it tells you who to vote for if you want to vote for Republicans, because it will not be on the ballot. You go vote for school board, city council, mayor, it doesn't say Republican and Democrat. So we got to have cheat sheets. We got to have ways. And they tell these candidates that they can't really position themselves as Republicans or Democrats. This is the way the Democrats win. It's the only way they win in places like Lenexa, which they haven't won here. The whole time I've lived here, since 99, they haven't won anything. But the mayor's retiring after 20 years, and my councilman's retiring after 28 years, and that's two good conservatives gone, and we need to get Carlin and Charlton for council in my ward. Carlin with a K. It's Joe Carlin with a K. JK, Joe Carlin. Carlin and Charlton, where I live. So I've learned this, and I've told at least 20 people already, and they're all going to go vote. It's our responsibility to go do this. But the school boards are interesting too, because we see some of the same names popping up, and you're starting to remember who were the conservatives. I had a couple of them here on the podcast in Kansas and Missouri, in Lee's Summit, Olathe, different places. In Blue Valley, they're doing something really interesting. Four conservative candidates bundled in Blue Valley. They bundled. They have signs together. All four names are on there. I don't really see the point in giving you the names, but I will. The last names are Vasquez, Hamilton, Fagutu, and Huebner. They're all conservative, and they built their own website called BlueValleyExcellence.com. So that's the one to remember. This is how you win elections in off years when nobody votes. BlueValleyExcellence.com. Blue Valley School Board flipped liberal. They're all about CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion, all this training. Shawnee Mission is in an uproar. They had a debate. They've got members running for the Shawnee Mission School District that are conservative. And they went to the debate and they got in the face of the liberals. And here's what they're saying in Shawnee Mission. Our kids are getting dumber because of your curriculum. Every moment they spend on critical race theory or diversity, equity, and inclusion is a moment that they're not spending on math, reading, science, or something that will help them in life. We are dumbing down our students because they're spending 2 hours a day in here on critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion. I had not thought of it that way. These people are right. And I'm so proud of them for saying it. They went to a debate between school board officials and stood there and looked at the liberals and said, "You're killing our kids. You're wasting 2 hours of their day." All right, this is not for you to teach them. We teach them morals at home. We teach them about, you know, respect and others and treating others. We teach them religion at home. We teach them that. You teach them math, science, history. Stay away from this stuff. When you're spending 2 hours a day on that, that's 2 hours a day they're not getting what they need. I love that in a debate. These are just parents running for school boards. But Blue Valley has got it nailed here. This is easy. If you live in the Blue Valley School District, BlueValleyExcellence.com. Go to that site, BlueValleyExcellence.com. You will see all four of these candidates. Are you ready for this? Three out of four of these conservative, like they're BlueValleyExcellence.com is like, we are done with critical race theory and DEI, and this has got to be out of our schools, and we're going back to the basics, and we're going to teach kids what's important. I mean, it's right there on their website. They tell you exactly who they are in Blue Valley. BlueValleyExcellence.com features four candidates, and three of the four candidates are in multiracial families. This is not four pasty white J6 looking, you know, people running into the Capitol. This is real America. Okay? Integrated, multicultural, conservative families that just want their damn country to be great. If you don't live in Blue Valley, go to the website, BlueValleyExcellence.com. And if you ever think about running for school board, look at what they've done with their website, and that's how you have a chance to win. I don't know what's going to happen in Blue Valley. Off-year elections are weird. But my goodness, if you listen to this podcast on a daily basis, you got to vote, and you got to find five other people to vote and take 10 minutes of your day to figure out who to vote for. Because when you walk in there, it is not going to say Republican or Democrat by anybody. Do a little research. Go on your county site. Find out who to vote for. It doesn't take long. You can do it. And find some others to go with you. Way to go, Blue Valley. BlueValleyExcellence.com. I am all about them, and I'm going to tell everybody I know in the Blue Valley District. I'm immediately thinking of my friends at Finch Knife Company, Spencer and Steve. They're right in the heart of that. They went to Blue Valley schools with my wife, and we know so many people. And Spence, if you're listening, not my Spencer, Spencer Marquardt, if you're listening, find five people in the Blue Valley School District. Make sure they vote. Find out who your candidates' names are. BlueValleyExcellence.com. It matters in your schools. Therefore, it matters with your property values and everything else that you do. That's awesome stuff. All right, sports today is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Mike Robinson has home of the lifetime warranty. And they've got a $100 rebate right now on four tires at robertsrobinson.com. If you'd like to order or have them locate the perfect Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra, they'd love to do that for you. They've got the full lineup of Buick SUVs as well. Some of these models now have 0.9% financing, and they've got plenty of inventory on the lot, or you can have it built. That's the way I like to do it. When I get a new car, I want it exactly like I like it. I just have it built and I wait on it. If it takes 3 months, it takes 3 months. It won't take that long now, but in the past it has. Order it right up. Ask for Tim on the showroom floor or give him a call at 816-826-1563. Why wouldn't you do business with great conservatives? Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Advanced medical imaging. See what's inside. Now, if you've got a diagnosis and you need an MRI and you try to schedule it in your hospital chain and they tell you it's 5 weeks out, don't do it. Immediately call Advanced Medical Imaging. They'll get you in today or tomorrow and they'll accept your insurance with your doctor referral. MedImageKS.com. You do not have to stay in your hospital chain. You don't. If you've got a diagnosis and you need an MRI, MedImageKS.com. You can do it today or tomorrow. Also, consider getting a heart scan done. This is out of pocket. It's about $100. You can get a plaque score and find out if your ticker is healthy. It's preventive medicine that your insurance doesn't cover, and I don't know why. Of all things, this should be absolutely something insurance covers for every American. Go get your plaque score on your heart. See what's inside. MedImageKS.com. And our friends at Great Life Golf. Holiday season is coming up. It's a wonderful time to start thinking about a great gift for the holidays, like gift cards to golf courses or maybe a membership for 2024, one of the great life courses like Prairie Highlands. They've got a brand new clubhouse renovation at Prairie Highlands. They've also got wonderful amenities at Canyon Farms and Lenexa. They just repaved the parking lot at Falcon Ridge, did all kinds of great improvements to the golf course this year. Lots of great courses around the Kansas City area, including Staley Farms in the Northland, Tallgrass in Wichita. Join a course. It's mostly like a gym membership. It's not really country clubs. It's just a monthly fee. You join up and you get to play all the golf you want. GreatLifeKC.com. On to sports, and we're going to get to the Chiefs, but I got to laugh my butt off at the new Philip Rivers, because I'm sitting here watching Justin Herbert on Subway commercials, and they're making a big deal out of Justin Herbert. Here's who he is. He's Baker Mayfield. You remember Baker Mayfield was like a big name? They're like, oh, this is great, and he's funny, and he did those progressive commercials, and he was funny, and he was everywhere, and it was Baker this, Baker that, and then people realized, well, he's just kind of a quarterback. He's okay, but he's not great. And he doesn't win big games. And so Baker Mayfield's star faded, and now he's in Tampa, and they're a good team. They're like a lot of other teams. They're like the Chargers. They're like a whole bunch of teams. They're like the Minnesota Vikings or the Baltimore Ravens. That you have Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield. All these teams have quarterbacks that you know are not going to get their team to the Super Bowl. And you know that they're very unlikely going to win a playoff game because they just have no history of that. They're Philip Rivers. They're all Philip Rivers. And on Monday night, Justin Herbert spent 60 minutes at home against the Dallas Cowboys doing his best Philip Rivers impression. He overthrew wide-open receivers 40 yards downfield. He underthrew guys on short outs, bouncing it into the ground. And when the game was on the line, when it really mattered, and they're down three and he's got plenty of time to march down, he needs 35, 40 yards to get a game-tying field goal and go to overtime, or maybe do something like a Patrick Mahomes or a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers and go win the dang game. No, what does Justin Herbert do? He holds it in the pocket. He takes a sack. They've got first and 5, and he can't get a first down. They had, I'm going to repeat it again, first and 5, and he failed. He stood there and stood there and stood there and couldn't pull the trigger, and then he got sacked, and now they got third and I don't know what. And he gets a few yards on that one, I think. And then he throws the interception on 3rd and 11, I guess it was. There it is. Doesn't even get the 4th down. Doesn't get a shot. Throws a pick. Terrible throw. Down low. Intercepted by the Cowboys. Game over. Philip Rivers loses again. And I just laugh my ass off that the Chargers think they have their guy. This isn't coaching. You can get on Brandon Staley all you want. It isn't personnel. He's got receivers. They've got talent. There are players in L.A. with the Chargers to win games. They're 2-3. The Chiefs can bury the entire division Sunday with a win. The Chargers are coming to town. My guess is it will be a very hard-fought game. It will look like all day, dang it, we can't separate from the Chargers. Dang it, we can't separate from the Chargers. And in the end, we'll get down to the fourth quarter, and what will happen? Patrick Mahomes will make a play, and Justin Herbert will make a play. Patrick Mahomes' play will be good for the Chiefs. Justin Herbert's play will be good for the Chiefs. And that will win the game. Because that's what he does, and that's what Mahomes does. I'm not predicting it'll be easy Sunday. I think it's going to be a war. Division games are hard, even against lesser opponents. But my goodness, how many games do we have to watch Justin Herbert do this before we decide he's just Philip Rivers? He's just Kirk Cousins. He's just Lamar Jackson. It's the same player. Like, it is hard as a quarterback to literally lose the game for your team. I watched 2 weeks ago Lamar Jackson lose a game in the most unseemly fashion I can ever remember an NFL quarterback losing. It was so bad. His play was so terrible in the fourth quarter. It was laughable that you would even keep a player like that. And we see it with Kirk Cousins. His fourth quarter play last year was way better. And everybody thought, okay, he's reverted back to what he's been his whole career. He's not winning any games. Justin Herbert doesn't win games. Derek Carr didn't win games. Jimmy Garoppolo isn't even healthy, but he isn't going to win games. We have all these quarterbacks in the division. They're not going to go win games. Russell Wilson did when he had a great defense in Seattle. He occasionally went and won some games with a field goal or made a play, but he was younger and more nimble, and he just had a better team and better receivers. He ain't winning any games. This league is about fourth quarter play. It's about winning late. It's what's your quarterback do when it matters. And I'll be darned if Dak Prescott wasn't better. Made some mistakes. He was better than Justin Herbert. I don't care what the stats say. Don't sell me the stats. I know Philip Rivers' stats, and everybody thinks he's going to the Hall of Fame. If that guy's in the Hall of Fame, they ought to just close it. They should just close it. Sorry. That means Justin Herbert's going to get in because he's going to sit there for the Chargers for 15 years and rack up stats and 9-8 seasons, right and left. And they may be 9-8. Hell, they may sneak in and be a wild card and blow a 30-point lead and lose. They did that last year. Justin Herbert. Okay, good luck with that. On the Chiefs front, I mentioned if they win Sunday, it apparently is possible to win your division in Week 7 because the AFC West will be over if they beat the Chargers. That'll just be it. That'd be 6-1 versus 2-4 with the tiebreaker. It's over. I don't care what happens. The division's over with a win on Sunday. I'm officially declaring the AFC West closed. I don't care if Mahomes gets hurt and we get backups everywhere. It's over. It is over. If the Chiefs win Sunday, the Chargers are the only real threat. But my God, the way Herbert goes, I mean, Herbert has to play his best game ever Sunday, really, to save their season. He has to make plays in the fourth quarter and win a football game against a defense that is ranked number two in scoring defense, the Kansas City Chiefs, at Arrowhead. I like the Chiefs' chances. Again, I don't think it'll be easy, but this division is done on Sunday with a win, and I'm looking forward to that. There's all kinds of concerns the Chiefs have right now. A lot of people are looking at statistics. Passer rating for Patrick Mahomes is down from 105.2 to 95.7 this year. Red zone touchdown percentage is down from 69% last year to 54% this year. Those are the big ones. And there's a player out there that might be able to help with that. His name is Hollywood Brown, Marquise Hollywood Brown. He's from Oklahoma. He plays for the Arizona Cardinals. He's their wide receiver one right now. He already has 300 yards and three touchdowns on a really bad team with no quarterback. Their quarterback's name in Arizona is Joshua Dobbs, if you haven't watched them play. But Marquise Brown is still racking up some numbers. He's a deep threat. He's got speed to burn. The Cardinals want to dump him. They're in total dump salary, blow up the franchise, hopefully lose every game, and go draft Caleb Williams mode. Everybody wants Caleb Williams from USC. The race is on, so it's a race to the bottom. And the Arizona Cardinals have a really good player in Hollywood Brown that the Chiefs can get. They could do this. I don't think it takes any kind of a first-round draft choice or anything like that because Arizona knows they're in dump mode. If you can get this receiver for a fourth or fifth round pick, do it. Do it. And that's got me interested and excited. I don't get excited about Frank Clark. Things like, okay, whatever. That'd be nice. If they get him and he makes a big play in the Super Bowl, talk to me then. That's awesome. But Hollywood Brown can add that deep threat that Mahomes really hasn't had since Tyreek Hill was gone. There might be something there. Keep your eye on that one. Former KU basketball. KU basketball is number one in the preseason poll. We kind of knew that was coming. Hunter Dickinson's going to be, they're getting ready to start up here now. Hunter Dickinson is going to be the biggest nightmare KU opponents have ever seen. Bill Self's the best big man coach of my lifetime in college, and he now has the most seasoned, experienced big man he's ever had. He had some great big men that left early, went to the NBA. Dude, this guy's a first-team All-American before he got here. And now Bill Self's been working with him for 6 months, and he's going to trot Hunter Dickinson out there at 7'2". What the hell is the rest of the Big 12 going to do against this guy? This dude's a baller. He steps out and hits threes. Woo! Kansas ranked number one, mostly because they got Hunter Dickinson. $2 million was the going rate. 9 months on campus, $2 million. College basketball is lucrative. Kansas has a great one. So they're preseason number one in the Big 12. But a former KU player is in deep, deep trouble. This is really disturbing. Innocent until proven guilty. We don't know, but this is a man with a past record. Josh Jackson played at Kansas. And he's in trouble in the Southern District of New York, charged with a hotel assault last year and arranging then for two women to break into the other woman's apartment and threaten her life. So apparently there was a Super Bowl party. Everybody's partying up. The party's done. And according to the complaint, Jackson offered $1,500 to a woman to go to his hotel room and put her in an Uber. She went. She says she declined the $1,500 and she passed out. When she woke up, he was on top of her assaulting her. I guess we can call that rape. It's called sexual assault on this document. And then she said subsequent to that, because of what she did afterwards, or the way she reacted or something, that Josh Jackson arranged for two other women to break into her apartment and threaten her life while she was home. Because I don't know what she was trying to do. Was she trying to extort him, threaten him? I don't know. This will all come out in court. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened, but this sounds really bad for Josh Jackson. He's got priors. When he played for the Suns, I think he's with Toronto now. When he played for the Suns, he was arrested for fighting with cops, resisting arrest and other things. When he was at KU, just the 1 year he was there, remember he vandalized the KU women's basketball player's car and got arrested and charged in that case and paid a fine. So it's escalated. We've gone from smashing up a woman's car to to fighting with police officers. Both of those were true. And now this allegation that he has raped or assaulted a woman in a hotel room in New York, this could be big time felony charges for Josh Jackson and a complete life changer for him if he's convicted. That's terrible. Also in Toronto sports, we don't do much Toronto sports here. The Maple Leaf season has started, and one game in, they have changed their goal song. You know, you like the Packers score a touchdown, and they play that song. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on these drums all day. I love that song. They play it. It's fun. Chiefs play their song. Everybody's got their song, right? Toronto Maple Leafs played Hall & Oates, and the fans this offseason rejected it. Said, that's too out of touch. The song wasn't out of touch. It was, I think it was You Make My Dreams Come True or something like that. They said, we're done with Hall & Oates. We don't know who they are. Young fans don't know them. That's old. Got to have something hip. So they go out and get a remix of DJ Aoki. Steve Aoki, this DJ, does a remix of a song called Pursuit of Happiness, which I'm not familiar with. And so they score goals in their first game, and they play this Pursuit of Happiness, and everybody dances, and it's all great. And then, of course, social media loses their mind that that's the song. Apparently, the folks that work for the Toronto Maple Leafs don't understand that the song is written from the point of view of a dude who went out and got drunk and drove his car and bragged about it. The pursuit of this man's happiness was going out and, quote, doing my thing, unquote, driving drunk. That's the pursuit of happiness. Yeah, it lasted one game, and the Maple Leafs pulled it down. They're looking for a new goal-scoring song. Our final is brought to you by BeStock.net. Don't forget the retail area, folks. You can walk right into BeStock.net. They have televisions galore, computers, Apple, they have accessories, laptops, and now appliances. Their showroom floor is loaded with washers, dryers, refrigerators, even some microwaves left in stock. Do it now. And they're right there on the show. These are going to be 30, 40% cheaper than Best Buy or Nebraska Furniture Mart, Lowe's or Home Depot or any of those places. They're all right there, and they come with warranties. And their doorbuster in October is the Samsung TU7000 65-inch 4K smart TV for $349. If you want to pair that and bundle it with a Chromebook, which is a computer, you want to bundle it, $50 more. $400, 65-inch Samsung TU7000 4K, and a Chromebook, $400, and you're out the door. At BeStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Oh, we mentioned the Finch Knife Company earlier today. Hey, these are great gifts for your employees or your clients for the holiday season. If you're thinking right now about what to get them this holiday season to say thank you for your business, a lot of folks do things for business with clients, customers, employees. Finch Knife Co., a Finch pocket knife is the way to go this holiday season for the people that are important to you. FinchKnifeCo.com. Order them up if you need a dozen, if you need 100 of them. If you have a big business and you want to treat your employees to a Christmas gift this year, something instead of a gift card or a bonus, FinchKnifeCo.com. Keep life from getting dull. And Advantage Termite and Pest Control, the only company we've ever used, the Keatsmans. Advantage Termite Pest Control is online at AdvantageTPC.com or call 913-768-8989. Our final is from the great state of Alabama, which is Trump country, a lot of conservatives. Not a big fan of Alabama football, but I am a big fan of Alabama. Haven't spent a lot of time there. I want to go to the Alabama beaches. I want to go down there and vacation down there. I've heard it's really cool. There is a property for sale, and the price tag on this doesn't sound that high. You know, a lot of times we do, like yesterday, the Star Wars toy was our final. $3.3 million for a toy. Seemed a little high. This is a mansion, a 20,000-square-foot mansion with a swimming pool, a movie theater, two giant fishing lakes that have roll-up equipment bays next to them, so you don't have to carry your equipment around. You just go down there, and all the stuff's in the equipment bays. They have food plots for deer on 1,225 acres and bird fields. 800 of the acres are fenced, and they have 115 bucks inside the 800 acres that are fenced. This is a cool property. It is a hunting lodge. It is the ultimate hunting lodge in Alabama, and it is on sale right now for $12.5 million. That doesn't sound that high. The realtor repping it says we're getting ready to post it up, and it's going on sale this week, that we believe we'll actually get more than that. Which begs the question of any realtor, in these times, and some of you are in real estate, why not just price it higher? You can always take a lower offer. When we sold our house, we added $50,000 to our house when we were getting ready to build this one, and said we're not in any hurry to leave this house. We're building a house. It's going to be a year. We sold the house $50,000 over. Well, not over, because that's what we listed it at. And we sold it right there. Done. And, you know, the realtors wanted us to list it for $50,000 less. I'm like, why? Unless you're in a hurry to move, why would you ever list your real estate at the price your agent says? Add something to it. See what happens. You can always lower it. Or you can take less. Nobody needs to know. Price it up, baby. This guy's got 1,200 hunting acres, 800 of it's fenced. Come on, $12.5 million? You should have put $13.5 on that thing just to see what happens. That's our final today. Kevin Kietzman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.